CBS News Brief. Relief for more than 150,000 student loan borrowers soon.
The Biden administration has approved $1.2 billion in new student loan debt cancellation for more than 150,000 borrowers enrolled in the SAVE repayment plan.
CBS's Linda Kenyon says the move comes 6 months ahead of schedule. A ballerina is now being held in a Russian prison for making a $51 donation to Ukraine. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
The dual American and Russian citizen was arrested in the central city of Ekaterinburg earlier this month on suspicion of treason and fundraising for Ukraine's army.
Days of heavy rain and flash floods are now causing dangerous mudslides in soggy communities all over California. James Medina is a spokesman for Caltrans.
The moisture really makes the areas, certain areas, prone to mudslides. And so we just ask motorists to beware of our workers out on the streets and to move over and give them room.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses due to the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Covey is officially in the race for U.S. Senate. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, February 22nd. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees meeting will take place at 12:15 in Madison. Following that, members of the SCLS Board of Trustees will attend the SCLS ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new combined administrative and delivery services facility at 2 p.m. at 1650 Pancrit Street in Madison. The Edgewater Haven Donation Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 4 at the Nursing Home in Conference Room 110 in Port Edwards. The Health and Human Services Committee meeting will follow at 5. In Portage County, the Transportation Coordinating Committee will meet at 1:30 at 2700 Week Street in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Economic Development meeting will take place from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at Create Adams County. The Building Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Badgers get past Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin had the lead, but Maryland closed the gap in the final minutes. The Badgers getting the win, 74-70, thanks to Wisconsin's Max Klesman at the foul line.
One more free throw for Klesman. Eyes the rim. He'll send it. Good night. He hit them both, 74-70, and the Badgers win by 4.
NFL David Bakhtiari says the knee is doing great after his latest surgery and thanked his doctor, Brian Cole, on Twitter. Cole, a Chicago-based surgeon. NBA, no one was more surprised the Bucks were firing Adrian Griffin last month than his replacement, Doc Rivers, who was on SiriusXM.
Be honest, I told our owners when they called, I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And they said, you know, one of the things they said was, well, it doesn't matter. We've done it now, and we want you. That's where you had the hesitation.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright, beautiful, and way too warm of a day for February as highs soar to the mid-50s. We put that on repeat for tomorrow, too, but winds become breezy out of the north and drag our temperatures for Friday down to the low 30s. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Live from the WBZH studios in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the worldwide headquarters, high atop State Street, to block off the Capitol Square. It is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock.
Pump day!
Fantastic. By the way, Mom's listening, and she reports to me, and I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure if she's confused, or I'm assuming she is. It's true. But Mom reports that Richland County has a small animal farm with a camel. FYI.
Really? So
that's what she claims. I didn't know camels could survive in Richland County, but apparently an animal farm there has a camel. No word on whether it's a one hump or two hump camel.
I mean, but I believe it. Have you not seen camels at zoos in Wisconsin? I have.
Oh yeah, that would mean when my mom and sister and I, my sister and I were young, were just the three of us, and we didn't have a lot of money. One of the best things Mom ever did was we would drive in to the Madison Zoo, the Vilas Zoo, which of course free admission, and we would watch the camels chew their cud, and occasionally we'd get a ride on said camel.
So, no, I've never ridden a camel.
Really? Well, save a horse, ride a cowboy, save a camel. But anyway, there was a great Sesame Street song. I think it was Sesame Street, or maybe it's Electric Company, about taking a camel to a dentist. And it goes, me and my camel, going to the dentist today. Yes, I watched too much television as a child. That is my problem. That is exactly my problem. And I will not deny that. We are live here for the Birken Binder in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. And yes, despite the fact, as we check outside on the temperature there, it is a very balmy day. It is now up to 47 degrees here in Hayward, Wisconsin, in the North Woods. 47 degrees. But because of the spirit of the people of Hayward and Cable and Northern Wisconsin, the Birken Binder is still going on because they are making snow at night, various places around Northern Wisconsin, and they're trucking it in. The difference, rather than the race being from Cable to Hayward, some 20 plus kilometers, what they're going to do is they have a 10 mile loop at Cable. And they're going to do the loop, kind of a track, basically. And that will be the Birken Binder. But the raceways were open earlier today. And things are going well. They're practicing. And the Birken Binder onward and upward with the Birken Binder. We're going to have coverage, as we said, today, tomorrow, and Friday. And then on Saturday during the Jim Santel Show from 9 until 11. Greg, Big G, they call him up here. We'll find out why on Saturday. That's right there. Let alone, forget the Birkenbinder. Just tune in Saturday to find out why they call Greg Big G. And then also Gray. So you got two G's. You got Big G, and you got Gray, and you got Super Grover. You got three G's. No, just Gray and Greg. But they're going to be reporting for the Jim Santel show. They're going to be talking to all kinds of folks. Some people are organizers. Some people are racers. They will bring you the excitement of the Birkenbinder. You can feel the snow hitting your face as Big G and Gray bring you that coverage on Saturday as the race happens. Really enjoyed our time up here. As I said, we got up here last night and went downtown about two blocks where we're at right now. Our beautiful studios here in downtown Hayward. Went to the Angler Bar and Grill. Had a great pizza last night. Did a little shopping locally as well. And people are really excited. And there's a lot of international people already here on the ground in Hayward. So we're looking forward to spending the rest of the week up here with all of you and bringing you some more stories and sounds of the 50th annual American Birkenbinder. If you want to join us this afternoon in hour number three, you are welcome to. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Also join us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you could always download it on your Apple or Android device. It is free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls over at CBS a deal.
By the way, we got a text from Joanne in WRCO to check out their Facebook page for pictures with a visit from the farm with Phil Nee and Oliver the young kangaroo. And now we are presenting that picture for those who are watching the stream.
There's my friend, our colleague at WRCO, a civic media property in Richland Center. Phil is there with a kangaroo. What's happening, Phil?
It's a little kangaroo in a pouch that he's holding. He has the biggest smile, and he's just hanging out with his kangaroo. And it's in the studio, so they didn't go to the farm. The farm came to them.
That's great. Now, see, that's the way you do it. You bring a kangaroo. You can't go wrong with a talk show with a live kangaroo.
Absolutely.
I want more live animals on the show. I want to have like Jack Hanna, was it? The was on Letterman and Carson all the time. That's what we need more of. More live animals on the show.
And we also have a message from Andrew in Verona on YouTube. Dad joke of the day. Todd, what do you call a three-humped camel?
I don't know, Andrew. What do you call a three-humped camel?
Pregnant.
That's pretty good. I'm always up for a good dad joke. That's good. I like that, Andrew. Yeah, more of that, please. We'll see what we can do to get more live animals here on the show. Because, you know, we're doing the show for 3 hours for today, tomorrow, and Friday. And then we go back to our normal two-hour time slot from noon until 2. And on this slot from 2 until 4 across the state on Civic Media will be Maggie Dawn, who is taking her show from the evening and bringing it right into prime time in the afternoon. The Maggie Dawn show premieres on Monday coming up here on Civic Media from 2 until 4. And so I think now what I've heard people higher up than us, Mr. Zommers, coming up next week, we are actually, our third hour for us, we actually get to take a nap. So they're bringing in cots so we can just sleep for an hour after our two. No, I don't think that's true. But, you know,
well, I mean, there is the couch in the studio. One of us could I've taken a nap on that couch before.
Have you really?
Yeah. I was on the board for about 7 hours a day between all the different shows when we were really figuring stuff out, I'd have a break of like an hour between them. I was like, you know what? Nap time.
Well, a person has to do what a person has to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, this hour we're going to get into a little bit more bricky news here as we go throughout the hour, but I also want to talk about this story from Russia, but rather the U.S. and Russia. It did happen in Russia. Here's the deal, and this should be disturbing to anyone, and I say this in all seriousness. If you have any thoughts of going to Russia anytime soon, you have a kid that wants to visit Russia anytime soon, just no.
I don't know where you got just that idea, no. But please remove it from your head.
Yes, just no. According to CNN, a U.S.-Russian dual citizen was arrested in Russia on charges of treason for allegedly donating, get this, $51 to a Ukrainian charity. according to her California employer. Russia's Federal Society Service, FSB, better known as the former KGB, said the detainee, a 33-year-old woman who lives in Los Angeles, was arrested in the Russian city for, quote, providing financial assistance to a foreign state in activities directed against Russian security, unquote. There's video of this, by the way, shared by the Russian state media, if you can believe them, IRA. It showed a woman with a hat pulled over her eyes being escorted by a security official before being handcuffed and appearing in a courtroom holding cell. A U.S. official told CNN the woman is Kasina Karolina, who became a U.S. citizen in 2021. Karolina entered Russia on January 2nd, and the U.S. learned of her arrest on February 8th. Karolina is accused of donating $51.80 to a Ukrainian charity while in the United States. That's the thing. She didn't do this while she was in Russia. Donated $51.80 to Ukraine charity in the U.S. According to a statement from her employer, a spa at the SLS Hotel in Beverly Hills, California. Quote, Seal Spa management and team is devastated to share that our beloved therapist and friend, Karolina, has been wrongly accused, arrested, and is being currently held in a Russian prison system, the statement said. She is a dual citizen, went to Russia to visit her 90-year-old grandmother, parents, and younger sister. She has been accused of treason for allegedly donating $51.80 to a Ukrainian charity in the United States. The State Department yesterday said it was aware of her detention and that the United States has not been granted consular access to her. The SFB, formerly the KGB, also accused the woman of taking part in, quote, public actions of support to support the Kyiv regime, unquote. Like you could believe them. Look, this should scare the hell out of any American citizen. And again, in all seriousness, if you have any thoughts or a friend or family member has any thoughts of visiting Russia, get them out of your head right now. It is not a safe place to go to. Not a safe place to visit, not a safe place to do business in. We've seen this with reporters. We've seen it with others. Putin's feeling his oats, all right? He knows exactly what he's doing. And it's a reminder of the danger of why people like Donald Trump idolize Putin. Like to do the same thing to his opponents. $51.80 to Ukrainian charity while in the United States. How'd Russia know about that donation? What kind of access did they have? It should scare people. I love to travel when I can afford it. You could not pay me enough in dollars or rubles to visit anywhere in Russia. We'll come back, talk about a real hero from Russia, Alexei Navalny, after this on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie. Crockett. Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties.
days ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on Wednesday, the 21st of February, 2024. We are live in Hayward, Wisconsin, downtown Hayward. To be specific, we are here for the rest of the week covering the 50th annual America Burka Banner here in Hayward. Going to have reports all week long. Looking forward to that. Also taking your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Talking about this story today, CNN and several other news sources as well. Russia has arrested a dual U.S.-Russian citizen. She went over to visit her 90-year-old grandmother and other family members. She allegedly donated $51.80 to a Ukrainian charity while still here in the United States, has been arrested by the Russians, and so far the State Department has not been granted access to her. Moscow has detained several U.S. citizens in recent years. And this woman's arrest came on the same day that Moscow City Court upheld an American journalist, Evan Gurkovich, extended pretrial detention until March 30th. He is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, was arrested in Russia in March of last year on charges of espionage, which he, his employer, and the U.S. government seriously denied. If convicted, faces up to 20 years in prison, of course, if he makes it that long, like Alexei Navalny, could get quote-unquote sick and fall over. Russian President Vladimir Putin recently suggested, quote, an agreement can be reached, unquote, with the U.S. to exchange this reporter for someone that Russia wants, serving a life sentence in Germany for murdering a former Chechen fighter in Berlin in 2019. Also, don't forget former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, also sentenced to 16 years in prison in June of 2020 after being convicted on espionage charges that he and the United States government vehemently deny. Now, look, last week I talked about two recent votes in the United States Congress and how some Republicans found the courage to stand up for democracy, even as it meant standing against their party leader, their colleagues, and many base voters, including Wisconsin's own Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher, who immediately after voting against the ridiculous charges on impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, immediately after Gallagher did the right thing, 24 hours later, he announced he was not running for United States Congress in re-election. Now, one caller brought up the 1930s when fascists were coming into power in Europe, and Mr. Zomers and I scrambled for names of individuals with the courage to do the right thing, even at personal risk. Well, we don't need to look back 90 years to find a truth teller. Alexei Navalny is a name for all of us to remember. Alexei Navalny died on Friday, as have others who dared speak truth about Russian tyrant Vladimir Putin. Alexei Navalny was popular across Russia for exposing the corruption, the fixed elections, and the violence of Putin. Alexei Navalny led a pro-democracy movement, and Putin felt threatened. Now, look, in 4 weeks, Putin will be quote unquote reelected, but that does not mean that Alexei Navalny failed. Alexei Navalny proved that many Russian citizens know Putin heads, quote, the party of crooks and thieves. Alexei Navalny awakened and inspired a new generation of pro-democracy activists. That is the legacy of Alexei Navalny. One of Navalny's last statements was to his supporters. He said, quote, if they decide to kill me, it means that we are incredibly strong, unquote. Years from now, someone will ask you to name a person with the courage to speak truth to power, even at the risk of death. Remember the name, Alexei Navalny. Those are the type of people that I admire. Those are true patriots, not just for their own country, not just Navalny for Russia, but for democracy as a whole, for truth as a whole. We need more people like that in the world. We need more people like that in America. Because there are people that went before us, soldiers, Marines, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, sailors, everybody who puts on the uniform of the American military. There were spouses at home who might not have served directly. There are children who lost parents, some at Normandy, some prior to that, World War I, in Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, Afghanistan, certainly on 9/11 proper. There are people in American history who have stood up for the right thing, who've gone to prison for saying the truth. And up until now, in America, this experiment we call our great American democracy experiment has worked. The truth has set us free. The cream has risen to the top. But this year, in 2024, will test us like perhaps never before. And it's why we have to remain vigilant for democracy to continue. It's fine. Look, you know, we can have personal and political disagreements. That's fine. That's healthy, actually. We shouldn't all agree on everything. But what we do need to agree on, what we have to agree on, are the basic facts and principles of which our country was founded, democracy. We have to be able to agree on actual facts and truth. So again, I implore each of you, get your news and information from diverse sources. Make sure that what you're hearing is the truth. We're going to continue to pursue it each and every day. And if and when we happen to get something wrong, we'll admit it and we'll correct it and we'll move forward. But we have to know the truth. We have to say that the sky is blue and the grass is green, that good is good and evil is evil. That we have to respect one another as Americans, that freedom of speech, that freedom of press are innate rights for our country to continue. That our justice system has to be trusted, that our elections have to be trusted. I've said it once, I'll say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times. The people who serve as our county clerks, our village clerks, our city clerks, they're fantastic people. Our elections are safe in their hands. People have died for the right to vote. Continue to do it this year. Alexei Navalny lost his life for democracy. We shall all carry on. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and award-winning writer Jeff Cesario and Mad Unity host Jorge Reyna. Check me out in my new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes cast, folks. comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular or known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
With the above-average temperatures Wisconsin's been enjoying lately, maybe your grilling season has got a jump start. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. But boy, if you've been shopping at the grocery store, you know that beef prices are going to be at a premium this year. Kurt Larson, President CEO of the Equity Livestock Cooperative, says with tight cattle supplies across the United States, consumers can expect to spend a little bit more for beef on the grill. But he said there's always a deal.
I mean, it depends on what the demand is. Obviously, if there's product to be moved, the retailers get creative on how to do that. So, it depends on what cut you're looking for. You know, some of those high demand cuts are gonna continue to hold their value. Some of the maybe lesser demanded cuts, they're still gonna see some sales on those. And it's just a matter of what your appetite's for. And if you're willing to be a little bit flexible, I'm sure there'll be some deals out there to be had.
Kurt Larson, President and CEO of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. Beef cattle numbers across the United States are at historical lows not witnessed since about the 1950s.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Calling all high school seniors for calendar year 2024-2025. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection now accepting applications for their next Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. That will involve high school students who are seniors during the 2024-2025 school year from across the state. The goal of this youth council is to try to engage with young people, help them discover the opportunities that are out there with state government, as well as what the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection does that may also hold future career opportunities for them. Students serve a one-year term and receive a certificate at the completion of their terms. Find out more on the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. There's food news on a Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright, beautiful, and way too warm of a day for February as highs soar to the mid-50s. We put that on repeat for tomorrow, too, but winds become breezy out of the north and drag our temperatures for Friday down to the low 30s. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pursue. pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Beautiful Hayward, by the way. Just a block, a half a block, actually, off of Main Street here, where we are celebrating the 50th annual American Burka Binder. Usually, normally goes from Cable, Wisconsin, about 22 miles away, down here to Hayward. But because of a lack of snow and these really odd temperatures way above normal, they're having to make snow at night and then truck it in, and then they're going to have about a 10-kilometer or so loop at Cable. So the race must go on, you understand? So the race will go on, and they'll still have it. It just won't be due to Hayward. But we're still going to interview people. We'll be up here tomorrow and Friday as well, doing the morning show as well for Pat Kreitlow, who's taking a little well-deserved rest. And so we'll be covering it in the morning and also here in the afternoon. And then also on Saturday morning from 9 until 11, our friend Jim Santel with cannolis, morning cannolis. We'll be on here on Saturday along with Gray and Big G from Park Falls and Hayward, our stations up here in the north, and you're going to be covering every aspect of the American Burka Binder for you right here on Civic Media and WBZH, the buzz of the north. 844-967-2789 if you want to call in and join the conversation. 844-967-2789. Go to the phone lines. Dave listening in on WMDX in Madison on the line. Dave, thanks for calling in. We'll see you.
Thank you. You talked about our beloved democracy, and it's, you know, democracies are dying all over the world, and ours is definitely under assault. You know, you have the Senate is skewed to the Republican side for a variety of geographic reasons, with gerrymandering, voter suppression, electoral college. D.C. and Puerto Rico don't have the same rights as everyone else, same electoral rights, despite having millions of people that live there. There's campaign finance, money's changing hands. You know, there's essentially bribery. Then you have the Supreme Court, despite that the Democrats have won, and this might be somewhat rough. This is roughly, despite the fact that the Democrats have won roughly, the popular vote in 6 out of 7 of the last elections. You know, the Democrat, there's only 3 moderates on the Supreme Court. There's no liberals. There hasn't been since Brennan or Marshall. And the last really institution that we have that's pretty strong is the free press, although it's consolidated, which I won't get into because you could do a whole class on that. I want to bring up Julian Assange because he is a journalist. He's the most successful journalist, really, in all of history. I mean, he's uncovered more scandals, more problems, and more information that Democratic voters need to live in a vibrant democracy and vote in an informed way than any other journalist, really, in history. You know, you can say a lot of things about Julian Assange, some things he did right, sometimes some things he did wrong. But he's definitely a journalist, and in order to preserve journalism, you know, we cannot extradite him and put him on trial and put a journalist in jail just because he's the most successful journalist in history and has embarrassed us.
Well, I appreciate the call, Dave. I guess I would take exception and say he's the best journalist in history. I mean, he's basically gone into bed with Putin and decided to take refuge in Mother Russia. So, you know, I have a problem with that. I think he's more of a propagandist. I mean, he certainly has some information through the whole WikiLeaks thing. But to say he's a legitimate journalist, I respectfully take exception with that. You know, I think he broke the law. I think that he's a traitor to the United States, that he should be extradited and stand trial here. I mean, if he's truly a hero and truly telling the truth, that he should have no fear coming back to the United States and facing charges here rather than taking counsel in Mother Russia. But that's my take on it. But I appreciate the call. Always a view and appreciate other viewpoints. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 39 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Want to move to some breaking news this afternoon that is it's disturbing, to say the least. But I want to talk about this story, and I want to offer a little bit of hope, a little bit of hope in an otherwise very difficult story. This from Channel 3000, the CBS affiliate in Madison this afternoon. A tragedy over the weekend in a suburb on the west side of Madison in Middleton, Wisconsin. This afternoon, Middleton police are now saying that a woman opened fire on her family on Sunday night, killing her 8-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son, and injuring the children's father before turning her gun on herself. Officers were called to the 6300 block of Maywood Avenue around 7:40 on Sunday night. When they arrived, a man ran for the residence and said he was shot multiple times. He was taken to a hospital where he remains. Police say, though, he is no longer in intensive care. The incident prompted police to institute a brief shelter in place for the surrounding area. Police said Monday that the two children killed in the incident were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. A vigil for the children is scheduled for tonight at 5:30, from 5:30 to 6:30 at their home at the site of the shooting. For those listening on WMDX in Madison, that covers the Middleton area as well, you may have friends or family that want to attend this. It's a vigil tonight for these two kids that were shot by their mother. A vigil is scheduled for tonight from 5:30 until 6:30. The names of those involved are not being released. Before I go any further, I want to remind people again, if you are needing help with mental health, if you are having self-harm thoughts, if you believe someone in your family is having self-harm thoughts, you could text or call 988. Just those digits, 988. Someone is standing by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 988. Text or call those digits. There are no words that I could possibly say to bring comfort. The mental health issues that this individual had to be facing to kill her own children and attempt to murder her husband are unfathomable. I just can't wrap my mind around that. I don't know any of the other situation, so I'm not going to comment any further on that, other than that certainly my thoughts, my prayers, my vibes, my good vibes, my soul is with the family who has lost these two young kids from their mother. And they've lost their mother. I mean, they're gone, obviously, but it just, there are no words, right? I'm in radio. I can't think of any words to bring comfort. So I'm just going to move on because I'm sick and tired of harping about what we need to have for reasonable gun control. As a gun owner myself, as a hunter who also believes in reasonable gun control and certainly more money to mental health. There's some good news on this from some place you might not expect. Mexico. Yes, Mexico. Mexico is suing U.S. gun makers for arming its gangs. And U.S. court could award billions in damages. That's according to Timothy D. Linton, a professor of law at Georgia State University. The government of Mexico is suing U.S. gun makers for their role in facilitating cross-border gun trafficking that has supercharged violent crime in Mexico. The lawsuit seeks $10 billion, with a B, $10 billion in damages in a court order to force the companies to change how they do business. Gun makers being sued include Smith & Wesson, Colt, Glock, Beretta, and Ruger. Last month, the federal appeals court in Boston decided that the industry's immunity shield, which so far has protected gun makers from civil liability, does not apply to Mexico's lawsuit. Quote, "To allow Mexico's lawsuit to proceed could be a game changer," unquote, according to Professor Linton in his article published in the conversation. Linton explained how Mexico's lawsuit works around the 2005 federal prohibition of lawsuits against firearm manufacturers and sellers for injuries arising from criminal misuse of a gun. The lawsuit does not protect a manufacturer or seller from, quote, or a seller who, quote, knowingly violated a state or federal statute applicable to the sale or marketing, unquote, of a firearm, Lynn wrote. Now, Mexico's lawsuit alleges that the United States gun makers aided and abetted illegal weapon sales to gun traffickers in violation of federal law, and the U.S. gun makers engaged in, quote, deliberate efforts to create and maintain an illegal market for their weapons in Mexico, unquote. Now, this is very interesting. It's a really creative take. It's not dissimilar to these lawsuits that were brought successfully against tobacco manufacturers. Say, look, you marketed this thing. You created a universe where it was needed, it was wanted, and you also manufactured the product. Back to the story. According to the lawsuit, the manufacturers intentionally designed their weapons to be attractive to criminal organizations in Mexico by including features such as easy conversion to automatic fire, compatibility with high-capacity magazines, and removable serial numbers. Removable serial numbers. In short, Mexico claims that illegal gun trafficking isn't just an unwanted byproduct of the industry's design choices, marketing campaigns, and distribution practices. According to the lawsuit, feeding demand for illegal weapons is central to the industry's business model. This is a fantastic creative legal mind to say we're bringing this because you have created the demand. This is about marketing. This is about what you're doing to create the demand for your guns. Not to hunt, not to protect yourself, but for gangs. Gun makers, of course, responded predictably. The criminal activity of others is no responsibility of theirs, especially if that criminal activity occurs outside the U.S. They're asking the U.S. Supreme Court for immunity from Mexico's case. We'll see if the six tarantulas turn over for him. Meanwhile, Mexico will have to produce evidence to back up its serious allegations that gun makers actively facilitate illegal gun trafficking. Plus, Mexico will need to convince a Boston jury that manufacturers' design choices, marketing campaigns, and distribution practices are closely enough connected to street crime in Mexico to consider their companies responsible for the problem, known as proximate clause in the law. Proximate clause, pardon me. Basically, it means proximate clause in the law, like if I run a red light and I hit somebody who had a green light, and there was no evidence to show that I had any reason to run the red light, then I caused that accident, I caused that injury, there's proximate cause to say that I'm the one who caused the injury. So that's what you have to prove. If the case goes to trial in Mexico and Mexico wins, could be an award of $10 billion in damages, could bankrupt multiple gun makers. Incredible, right? Gives you something to think about. I mean, do we sympathize with the legal theory that the maker of a product isn't responsible for what others do with it? I mean, all the years of tobacco and manufacturing, you know, menthol cigarettes and marketing it to teenagers to say they weren't responsible? If so, consider the recent example of the marketing and distribution process or practices of opioid makers. A wave of civil lawsuits has forced drug makers to take responsibility for a nationwide health crisis. Overall, the way they do business and pay billions of dollars in judgments and settlements. Mexico's lawsuit means the gun industry could be next. Back to round things out for Wednesday here on the Civic Media's Radio Network. We are the Todd Allball Show. We are live in Hayward, Wisconsin for the Birkenbinder. Back after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a pleasure to have you along on this Wednesday, the 21st of February, 2024. We are live in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, site, or at least part thereof, of the 50th annual American Birkebeiner. Going to be here tomorrow and Friday as well, bringing you more stories, more interviews, and all kinds of happenings for the rest of the week here from Hayward. We were hoping to look out our window here in the beautiful WBZH studios and see snow falling. It was supposed to be picturesque. Have the fire stoked here. We could barely have candles. It's so hot in here, Mr. Zommers.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be lighting any candles. At least they look nice.
They look nice, right? Yeah. We were thinking it would be cozy. You know, cozy north woods, the winter, the middle of winter. You know, it will be very cozy. And it is cozy, by the way. Like I say, saw a dude walking by in his shorts a while ago. It's 47 degrees. In Hayward right now for the Birkebeiner ski event. But again, I think one of the big stories coming out of the North Woods is the spirit of the people in northern Wisconsin. They're not going to let a little heat detour them. They're going to plug away. They're raising money. The Lions Club up here in Hayward is doing this great food stand starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. For those listening on WBZH up here in Hayward, get over to the trailhead at Cable and enjoy some great brats of German pretzels, German brats and pretzel beer, I'm sure as well. A beverage or two, I guess we should put it that way. But looking forward. And of course, on Saturday, morning cannolis with Jim Santel and Gray and Big G from our station of Park Falls, and also help out here at Hayward. We'll be along with Mr. Santel on Saturday, bringing everyone all the latest on the Birkebeiner. You ever been up here, Mrs. Zommers, for the Birkebeiner?
I have not. Andrew in Maine sent a message on YouTube saying, the 2024 Birkebeiner, where are your Birkenstocks?
You know what? You know who wears Birkenstocks? Well, I'm not sure they're Birkenstocks proper, but my sister, she loves wearing her sandals, and she wears them well past the time that my mother and I think she should. She's a pretty hot-blooded person, and so she likes to have her feet be airy. And yeah, usually by the time the snow flies, the first snowfall and whatever, you know, late November, December, she'll finally put on actual shoes. But she likes the sandals.
You know, I also run hot, and I wish I could do that, but I have to wear socks every day. It is right. Annoying.
Annoying. Why do they have heated socks, right? Maybe do they have air-conditioned socks?
I don't know. I should look into that.
Oh, take a look. So very good. We did not get to. I'm looking forward to this tomorrow. We're going to put this on for tomorrow's docket. Have a great piece on Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who gave this great commencement speech at Northwestern University. And part of it was entitled "The Best Way to Spot an Idiot." And so it has to do with empathy and compassion. It will make you feel good. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, probably. Unless how long you wanted to pull it up? How long is it? Should we play a little bit of it today?
I don't actually know how long it is because it doesn't say.
Oh well, there you go. I got it off the TikTok or Instagram. Something like that. Instagram, that's what. It's all the same to Toddy.
Pretty much. And also, speaking of things we can talk about tomorrow, we've been getting a lot of texts on different topics today. Don't worry, we're not ignoring your texts. We will address them. It's just a lot to talk about, what with the breaking news Todd had to share.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a tragic story from Madison. I wanted to, not something when you're in this business, you want to pass stories on like that, but we have a responsibility to report what's going on. And I thought it was important. So we'll get back to some of the lighter stuff tomorrow. So we'll save some of those comments until tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Again, tonight in Milwaukee, number 7 Marquette trying to get back on the winning track as they take on DePaul. If it's not DePaul, let's throw them back. 8 p.m. tonight. And then, of course, the Wisconsin Badgers got a big win on Civic Media Radio Network last night. 74-70, the Badgers beat the Maryland Terrapins by a score of 74-70, as we said. And, of course, the Bucks were off for the All-Star game. And the Milwaukee Brewers getting ready to kick off spring training this Saturday, February 24th. The Brewers take on the San Diego Padres. Can you name which news broadcaster's favorite team is the San Diego Padres?
Nope.
I was even going to offer something, but you know. Major Garrett, one of my favorite reporters from CBS News. He is originally from San Diego. He's a big Padres fan. 2 p.m. broadcast time on Saturday. The Brewers take on the Padres. You can hear it by tuning in to WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, also WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, and get this, right up here in the North Woods, 98Q Country FM in Park Falls. So all of those stations will be carrying the Brewers this year, and I'm not sure whether I was supposed to, I said it this morning on Greg's show.
Well, no one told you not to.
on Pat's show, I guess. It's been a long day. I apologize. But we're doing something with the Brewer. We're going to have more Brewer tickets this year to give away at various shows.
Even more. We already had a lot this last year.
Well, here's what happened. Luke Mathers from Civic Media is always in charge of said tickets. So what they do is he makes his way down to Milwaukee every year, and he goes to the Brewers have a big printing press there in AmFam Field, and they print out all the tickets for the year. And then Luke Mathers puts them in his leather-bound satchel, which he keeps oiled with mink oil, I believe. And then he brings them back to Madison, and he distributes the tickets each and every year. And so his satchel will be full very soon with brand new tickets. And if you listen and keep it dialed into Civic Media, you understand, you will have multiple chances on multiple shows. And let me tell you, when you and I went down there last, they're fantastic seats.
They really are. It's in the club level
seats. Club. There you
and
go.
Then you can see right into the dugout. It's like behind home plate.
I know. I'm very excited. Well, you know who's excited?
And
is our... What? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to pass on a message from Luke Mathers. He sends an eye-rolling emoji. And I am going to...
I'm sure he does. I'm
going
sure
to interpret
does.
That as a reminder to our listeners that the tickets are not physical. They're digital. If you win, they get sent to you on an app. You need not worry about the mink oil getting all over your tickets because they are not physical.
That's true. But it's not as much fun, you understand?
That's true.
Digital tickets just aren't. I'm a tactile person. We talk about this every week in Board Game of the Week. I have one of the favorite games that Mr. Zomer says. They're tactile games. I like a tactile ticket. But yes, Luke is right. They're digital tickets. There you go. Well, it was a great show. I appreciate Brittany Merlot stopping by with a weather forecast and our history lesson. Also, Terry Barr giving us a history lesson on the Birkenbinder. Mr. Zomers for doing a great job at the World Headquarters of Madison, and all of you for listening and calling in. We'll be back here tomorrow live from Hayward for the 50th Annual Birkenbinder. Stay tuned for more news next on Civic Media. Until then, Todd Allball saying whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.